But you must have thought 160 was a decent score.
Yeah, very much so. And I think it was a good score. And it's sad to lose, but we play a game where you, both sides are trying to win and you have a winner and a loser. But the drop catch certainly cost us today. We were right on top at that stage, and if we'd have got rid of Hamish Marshall, then it could have been a different story. But when we did drop that catch, momentum changed. Nobody's blaming the fielder. We've all dropped catches. I certainly dropped more than most. And it can be costly, but it's a good lesson for all of us to understand how quickly momentum can change in a game on this 20-over format, because, you know, we had a good start with the ball. We did a terrific effort to get 160. And because of that, it gave, because we let them go and let them off the hook, it gave them a bit of freedom. And I thought that they played some good shots, some good striking. It was hard to bowl at them. And momentum really went in their way rather than it being in our way. And it's a lesson to learn. But as I said before, nobody means to drop catches.
It looked harder work for your guys when they were batting, particularly in the middle there when their spinners bogged it down a bit.
Yeah, I thought their spinners did well. But I still thought it was a tremendous effort and pretty much according to plan, to keep wickets in hand once again and try and get runs towards the end of the innings, and that's what we did. I mean, thought Daryl Mitchell's little cameo was tremendous, 31 off 13 balls, and Gareth Andrew was also of a very high strike rate. So, no, it was good to get the runs on the board, and I can't blame the batting one bit. And just a little bit of fielding today. And we've sort of been taught a lesson, but it's a harsh one when one little mistake can mean so much. And I feel so sorry for Jimmy Cameron, because, you know, he's worked so hard at his fielding over the last sort of 12 months, and occasionally something will come back in to haunt you. But he's a big, strong lad, and he'll take it on his shoulders, and it'll hurt tonight for him, and we feel for him, but because we're a team and we want to share responsibilities. But he'll get back on the horse and get some more work done on his catching, and he'll be fine.
That's the great thing, I suppose, in 2020 cricket. One or two little mistakes, and that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah,
and they've taken it away.
That's exactly it. And, you know, that's why you can't afford to drop your guard 1 minute, one ball. And, you know, it's only 120 balls that you're fielding and bowling, but there are 120 events in 2020 cricket. And you've got to make sure you're on your mettle all the time, fully focused, concentration, and trying to reduce your mistakes.
On the upside, you're still up there. Two games to go, so two wins, you're there. Weather forecast tomorrow is terrible, but it might come down to one win.
Yeah, I mean, I've not even looked at that, Dave, to be honest, but that's what I was trying to tell the lads. You know, we've got to learn from what went wrong, but having said that, there's some real positives today as well, and I don't want them to get down about it. It hurts everybody to get beat, but we've got a massive game tomorrow, weather permitting, which my forecast says it's going to dry up, Dave, so hopefully we'll be out there at 5:30. But, you know, if that is the case and it is rain affected, then we'll just get on with it and we'll try and win that last one.